Over the course of a week, the CEO, chairman and director of a company known as DroneShield sold their shares in the firm for around $70 million, sending the stock sliding this month. Governance experts have raised concerns about the remuneration of directors and the potential conflict of interest that it poses.
The problem we have is the role of the director is essentially to monitor and supervise what the company's doing. And if you are so inherently involved in its financial success, one might suggest you are compromised in what you notice and pay attention to in a way you wouldn't if all you got was a set fee.
That was Helen Bird, Senior Lecturer of Law at Swinburne and a member of the ASIC Corporate Governance Panel, speaking on Breakfast yesterday. Well, Rachel Waterhouse is the Chief Executive of the Australian Shareholders Association and joins me now. Rachel, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
How much shareholder anger is there around this issue of what's happened at DroneShield?
There's quite a bit. We've been hearing from members all week that are concerned about what has happened here, and particularly the side of the directors selling off all of their shares. There's a strong belief from retail shareholders that directors should have what we call, and governance experts call, skin in the game. And the point of that is that they have shares, they hold them, and they have the same alignment with retail shareholders. So when things are going well, it's going well for them too. And when things are not going well, then, you know, they have the same level of pain effectively. So in this situation, we've seen directors selling off their shares, and it's really disappointing, and it really leads to confidence issues in the direction of the company and why they've sold them off at this point in time.
What are the broader potential governance issues that this has raised in your view?
Yeah, so there's a few different things here. There's one of an announcement to the ASX that was incorrect and the selling of shares around that time. The other main issue here is that directors are selling off their shares and that they don't have alignment with retail shareholders. There has been some communication from DroneShield around their structure of rewarding directors is going to be set fees. So that is good as far as going forward. But the issue here is that we've got directors that don't have shares, and we have new directors as well. From the May AGM, we raised our concerns around this, that don't have shares. And we've seen other companies, when it's raised by retail shareholders, that they don't have enough shares, from our perspective, go off and buy them. So, you know, there's opportunity here really to be on the front foot and fix this situation and retain confidence in the company for retail shareholders.
DroneShield announced to the ASX yesterday that independent directors would lead a review into whether the company's continuous disclosure and securities trading practices were followed when these shares were sold. Is that a sufficient response?
Well, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I think they could go further here. And rather than the two new directors, from my memory, looking into this and doing a review, getting an independent review, we have seen with other companies when they face challenges and governance challenges, they go and get an independent, a legal firm to really just look into their practices. So you need to look into their practices here as far as their policies they've got in place. But sometimes organisations have the best policies in the world, but they just don't have them operationally working. So I think taking it one step further of an independent review rather than two new directors that work with these directors on the board, because boards are all about working collectively together. So having an independent review would just be a better process.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Rachel Waterhouse from the Australian Shareholders Association. Do you sense that the anger and concern surrounding these events at DroneShield is going to go away, or is it still there?
It's definitely still there. I was at a member meeting yesterday, and this is one of the topics that came up from our members' concern. And I have seen communications where they're going straight to the company and asking for an explanation. So I think communication is key here, from a company directly to retail shareholders. And yes, ASX announcements are all what you have to do, but maybe find a different way, find a way to just communicate directly and answer questions that are not valid. embedded so they can understand what's happened and what's going to happen going forward. So that's what I think would help this situation for them, because there's a lot of unknowns here and it has impacted confidence and trust in the company.
This year, Rachel, we've seen WiseTech Global and Mineral Resources in the spotlight, and the unpopular merger and acquisition moves at James Hardie, Perpetual and Southern Cross Austereo. Is there a broader issue with corporate governance in Australia right now?
Yeah, I do think that there is something around companies really thinking through not just their legal requirements, but what is the right thing to do as far as putting an ethical overlay on their decision-making. And just working through that, you know, James Hardie was a situation where it wasn't just retail investors, it was investors really disappointed by an acquisition and not having an opportunity to have a vote or have a say. And you know, the good outcome there was that actually the impact of investors voted against the directors that couldn't go back onto the board. You don't often see that. I think there is a point of companies really listening and thinking through their stakeholders and the retail investors and the investors that own the company. But there's also a part to play for investors. So speaking up, attending AGMs, voting, being engaged in your shareholding, because a lot of people have shares not to be rich, but to really fund their retirement in the future. And so, you know, it's easy just to leave it to the side and not think about it, but they can have an impact, and they do in some situations, such as James Hardie. And some of the other examples there are just around companies just not thinking through the governance side, not thinking through they might be a founder-led based company, not thinking through what's really needed, because retail shareholders, they want companies to do well. They want them to have the right practices in place. And a lot of that is quite basic, and it's really just a good conversation at boards. I think they need to consider who owns the company and, you know, what they want, and have a listening exercise. And there's some companies that do it really well. There are companies that have investor days and listen to what shareholders are thinking. So it can be done, but keep it front of mind.
Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.